This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Giving direction to the Washington Beef Commission to take action on promoting the health of cattle and improving the transparency of its financial operations. That's the intent of House Bill 2073, which passed through the House of Representatives after more than a year of study.
Last year, there was a bill in the Senate to raise the checkoff fee, and there was a lot of pushback. So I talked to my colleagues in the Senate and asked them to allow me to vet this a little bit before we went forward with the checkoff fee increase. I did that through the interim. I probably had 10 or 12 meetings around the state with all types of cattle people, from the dairy people, the cattle producers, the feedlot operators, pretty much everybody that has something to do with raising beef.
And Moses Lake Representative Tom Dent says those discussions helped him learn that raising the checkoff fees wasn't really the issue.
What I came back with was it wasn't so much the money that they had an issue with as they'd like to see the money and what the Beef Commission actually does directed in a little different direction. So, you know, I crafted this bill. We took what the mission statement was, the RCWs for the Beef Commission, which is in present state. Statute and kind of changed them a little bit and redirected it, simplified it, and also put some accountability measures in there, which will make it more transparent.
Dent says a lot has changed in the 30 or so years since the Beef Commission RCWs were first created, and it was time for an update. We'll tell you more about those changes tomorrow.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.